The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We're going to start off talking about the survey of office workers. About three quarters of office workers want to ban phone calls. They say you should only use email or social media or text to contact people in the office. They admit to frequently ignoring them. They go so far to describe these phone calls as aggressive. Well, our reporter Kathleen Keane took to the streets to find out what these people think of taking and making phone calls.
Definitely my preference would be to receive an email as opposed to a phone call. It gives you more time to think and collate your response as opposed to being caught on the hop on a telephone call. So that would be my view. Yeah, it depends as well the origin of where the number is coming from. Sometimes I might and other times I might not. So it really just depends.
Well, just in regards to if I was receiving a call, I'd rather receive a call so I could speak to somebody directly rather than a text. But however, if it was an unknown number, I probably wouldn't answer it, you know, if it's not. But if it is a friend or a family or even a known number that I know, I'd rather speak to someone directly.
We never actually answer our landline anymore now because practically every call on our landline is a cold call, someone trying to sell things or trying to get more information from you. So we tend now to only use our mobiles, and even that, I don't answer calls I don't recognise anymore, or texts if I don't recognise them, because of phishing and scams.
I pretty much only answer phone calls from family or close friends. If I don't talk to them every week or it's an unknown number, I almost never answer. A lot of spam calls, and also you just never really know why these people want to get in touch with you and might really just not want to talk to them.
I do answer phone calls, and I prefer calling because it's more efficient.
As far as I'm concerned, the phone is the enemy. And as soon as I retire, it's going in the lake into the bottom. It annoys you. It rarely is a call you actually want to receive. I much prefer email. It's, to me, I have time to look at it, or text. But phone calls, to me, is just it's just one of the nuisances of modern life.
Kathleen Keane speaking to people on the streets of Dublin about taking and making phone calls. Julie Jay, the comedian, joins me now. Julie, I mean, do you make them? Do you take them?
No, I'll be honest, Kieran, very rarely do I make a call. I ask for getting a phone call. I mean, there's nothing more terrifying. It just prompts complete terror in me when I see a call coming in. Like, I honestly think now, to be fair, like, horror films used to always start with a girl running up the stairs, and from now on I think they're just going to start with somebody getting a phone call. Like, it's just utterly terrifying. And I think, you know, when I see a call coming in, I think to myself, okay, this is going to be either really bad news, like somebody's dead, or even worse, it's going to be somebody wanting to have a conversation, which I think is even more scary.
What's so terrifying about somebody wanting to have a chat with you?
Well, you know what I think? I think like a lot of people, for me now, I've moved away from the phone call and I've moved towards voice notes. And what I like about voice notes is, you know, you can kind of have a few goes, Kieran. You can do a few mocks there, a few mock-ups before you send the real thing. And like, I think you can kind of affect a certain wittiness or cadence in a voice note that's quite hard to replicate in a real life conversation. I mean, you know, realistically, this is probably not doing us any favours when it comes to social cues and interacting with other human beings, our love of voice notes. But for me, that's a small price to pay. Like, I definitely think it's much easier to just communicate via the voice note. And then when you're trying to have a conversation with people, like a real conversation on the phone, it almost feels a bit awkward. Like, you could have been sending each other like voice letters, personal podcasts for months, and then you speak to one another on the phone and it just feels really awkward and strange. It's like when you've been chatting to somebody on Tinder or whatever for, you know, a few weeks, months, whatever, and then you finally meet and you're like, oh, is this what this is? Okay, I thought it'd be different.
But I mean, does this not make you ill-equipped when you do meet someone in person to have a conversation with them?
Oh, yeah, Kieran, I'm a wreck. I'm an absolute wreck. I mean, I'd say now my social skills have really gone downhill, for sure, because I think at this point we're all, like, anyone who's into the voice notes, like, we're all quite used to the soliloquy. So I start, you know, the soliloquy, I begin my monologue, and then somebody has the audacity to ask me a question, and I'm like, hang on, that's not how this works here. I speak for 27 minutes and then you speak for 27 minutes. Like, I think it will probably definitely have an impact in terms of how you communicate, because especially like for our generation, like the landline, do you remember the landline was so important?
And yeah.
What was great about the landline when you think about it is that obviously when you were ringing your mate or your cousin or whoever, you usually had to speak to at least one, if not two other people before you could speak to the person that you'd actually rang the house phone to talk to. So that was quite good because you had to obviously affect kind of an artificial conversation with the mom, the dad, the brother, in order to get to the person she actually needed to have the natter with. So it was good in that way in terms of practicing social skills. But like, I think the phone call is a bit dead, to be honest.
Well, what would happen if you rang one of your friends who you regularly send your little mini podcast, your voice notes to, and you rang them and you said, no, I'm just ringing for a chat. Well, what would the reaction be?
I would immediately, they'd be blocked, Kieran. I'm not going to lie. Like, they're gone. They're gone out of my life. I mean, probably not that extreme, but I certainly would feel a little bit hijacked. Like, I definitely get off the phone and I say to myself, are they okay? Like, there must be something going on. Like, this must be some kind of cry for help. I know they said they were only ringing me for a chat, but there has to be some other explanation, because it does feel like a bit of an invasion, I think, when you get a call. Would you agree? I don't know. Like,
I don't know about that. Your phone ringing is hardly much of an invasion, is it?
Okay, slight. Maybe I'm not usually prone to hyperbole, but maybe that's a slight exaggeration. But it does kind of feel like, I feel like somebody ringing me, it's almost like if you were in the Gaiety and, you know, you're kind of thrown on the stage, and as you're going on, somebody's like, okay, you're a big Maggie in the play. And you're like, but I don't have a script. You know, it's that kind of vibe that you're like, what's the script near me? Like, I definitely would, even with a really good friend now, I probably would find it a little bit more awkward, I think, than pre-voice notes to chat to them on the phone.
But is there not kind of an economy of effort argument that you can sort things out with a quick phone call much more easily than you can text?
Well, you know what? I thought it was interesting actually listening to that box up there. Was really, really interesting. Like, when people were talking about the emails, I definitely would subscribe to that now, that like, if say it was a work context, like, it's interesting now that, you know, offices are moving away from the phone calls, because I think socially speaking, I would much prefer the voice notes. But within a work context, if I had a choice between 20 emails and a phone call, I mean, I think we're all going to go for the phone call. And it is amazing how sometimes a phone call, I think, in a work context can really clarify something that wasn't clear over email. And I guess a voice note isn't a corporate thing. Like, that's definitely not something. You don't want to see corporations going down that route, because, you know, for me, I think it's a much more pleasurable thing, a voice note, and it's definitely not a work tool, I feel.
It's harder to wriggle out of things, all right, in a phone call, isn't it? You're on the spot.
Oh, well, for sure. I mean, that's not, like, you're just thrown out there. There's no script. And I suppose, look, I mean, maybe that can be a good thing as well, because obviously, as I said, with the voice note, you can be prepping, you're having to think. It gives you time almost to construct it. So I guess you probably are a little bit maybe disarmed on a phone call, for sure.
All right. Well, listen, Julie, Valerie Cox is with us as well, the journalist and author. Valerie, is the phone call dead?
It certainly isn't, but you've probably traumatised Julie by talking to her on the phone there, according to herself. But no, there's nothing like the human voice, Kieran. And no matter what you're using it for, the phone call is certainly not dead. I mean, I'll just give you one quick example. I got a renewal for my household insurance the other day, and it went up by €1,000, which is outrageous. Mm. So I was able to pick up the phone, have a conversation with the nice person in the insurance company, and explain this was a load of rubbish and I wasn't paying it. I could be angry. I she was being helpful. But you cannot do that in an email or anything else, a text message or anything. You cannot express your anger. You don't have the cadences of your voice. And I think that's very important. Also, it depends on what you're using it for. I mean, maybe quick emails if you're in a business situation. But if you can get through to the person you want to talk to and have a little chat, it's so much better. The other thing it's used for so much is romance. I mean, you're never going to get much romance into an email or a text message. I mean, what would you have? You're sending I heart shape you instead of the human voice and a nice conversation about how much you love the person and so on. I mean,
Valerie, you know what these young people are like? It's not I heart shape you. They're sending pictures of their body parts to each other. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's a whole different world, I mean, you're dealing with here.
Well, this is true. But, I mean, seriously, there's probably most people are not doing that, Ciarán, though. They're probably using it for phone calls.
Mm.
I also think for older people, the phone is a lifeline.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the last line of communication for many elderly people. And, in fact, alone in their various advertising and so on, you know, they recommend you talk to people, you call people, you have little chats. And how many elderly people rely on those chats from family and friends to get them through the day? We were very conscious during the pandemic of the use of the phone. And so many people who lived in nursing homes or were stuck in hospitals with no visitors, and they relied on the phone for all those chats. So I certainly don't think it's going. I love chatting on the phone. I love when my friends ring me for a decent conversation. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be running away from it.
Ciarán, I use phone calls much more than text or email in work. You can get the sense and tone of people. And as a manager, it's
exactly.
Much easier to get a feel for people, says one listener. I hate people who text when a phone call would solve something much more easily. It's much easier to get the sound and tone of someone other than an impersonal text. So both of them in agreement with the points you're making, Valerie. But somebody else here, Julie, I'd love to hear your take on this. If this were to happen, you, my boss leaves voice notes on my personal WhatsApp when I'm out of the office. Total invasion of privacy.
Okay, well, listen, that boss needs to be in jail. Okay, I'm not a guard, but I'm pretty sure that's illegal. I mean, I was laughing even when you were saying there, Ciarán, about sending photos of body parts. I think the only photo of a body part I ever sent my husband was a picture of my foot asking, do you think this cut is infected? But, no, I tell you, I totally agree with Fannery. I was saying to your research earlier on, like, I definitely think it is, in generational terms, it is definitely important to ring, you know, certain members of your family who wouldn't be into the voice notes and all of that, for sure. Like, that's really important that people stay connected. But I definitely think within my social circle and within my friend group, I do think the phone call is a bit dead, because we've all kind of veered towards voice notes, I feel, much more so than the phone calls. So I think that's the way it's going within the friend circle.
Yeah, possibly. Although we won't write off the humble phone call just yet. Julie J, comedian, Valerie Cox, journalist and author, thank you both very much for joining me here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.